Jess, how did it feel to get that win under your belt?
Yeah, definitely good to get my first win here in Stuttgart. Thought I played some really good tennis. Things were kind of just clicking today. So, you know, happy it was quick and not easy, but quick and efficient, I guess I should say.
There are those days, and probably this was one of your days, where everything looks very easy, I would say, at least from the outside. So I was wondering, what was your perspective on court? If you felt immediately at the beginning that the ball was like leaving the racket from the sweet spot and everything was okay?
Yeah, I think I obviously getting the early break, but just like being able to, I think, get onto like her pace and her ball very quickly. And once I kind of realized that rhythm or that momentum, I was able to feel really good and incorporate my game. I also think I served really well. I didn't really let her in a lot of games on my serve, and then was able to break a lot too. But yeah, it was just kind of one of those days where I was just seeing everything very clear. Everything that I wanted to do, I was able to execute, which, you know, that's not always possible or the case, and it was working. So I think, you know, just strategy wise I was able to execute what I needed to do very quickly, and luckily that yeah, helped me out the whole match.
The other question is about the tournament. Yesterday announced that each day from Wednesday until the final is going to be sold out, is sold out already. When you stepped into the court for the first time and the arena was completely packed, there was that sort of hype introduction music. You had the headphone in your head.
Yeah.
Just wonder if you also noted something, like you heard something from the music, from the people around, and how.
Yeah, definitely. Sometimes when I walk out, I usually take one of my sides off a little bit so I can hear the crowd and stuff like that. But yeah, it's crazy to see it like fully packed. I mean, it's a really cool center court. The beginning to see all the lights and everything was really, really neat. There's not a lot of tournaments where we have something like that. So it's amazing to see it sold out. I can't imagine. I know there was a lot of Polish fans today, but I can't imagine this in like the US, and being American, I would imagine it would be really, really loud. So I'm sure, obviously whoever they're supporting, it gets really loud, but yeah, it's a pretty cool experience. And then playing with the Porsches in the background, like, it's just very different, but really cool.
Also on the headphones, one question, is it always the same song that you're hearing, like an intro for yourself, or
I mix it up. It depends on the week, whatever song I'm feeling or vibing to, whatever's stuck in my head. It definitely varies from different tournaments or depending on where I am. So I don't even know what it was today. Sometimes I have it on and I'm not even listening to anything. I just put them on. I like the noise canceling. I like that, like, I can't really hear anybody when I'm warming up and nobody tries to talk to me because I have the headphones on.
Tomorrow is a public holiday in Germany because of Easter. Is Easter something you and your family usually celebrate? Does the day mean something special to you?
Yes, I always celebrate Easter with my family. My mom especially loved Easter. She loved being the Easter bunny specifically. But yeah, we always did, went to church together on Sundays, and it was always just a really nice weekend where I felt like we always spent time together as a family. Now that we've gotten older, you know, we don't do that as much because we're always, everyone's off doing different things. But it was always really special Easter weekends, like growing up in my family. So definitely a special weekend to celebrate.
One question on your next opponent, because it's going to be Ekaterina Alexandrova once again this year for you.
Yes.
You played in Charleston, I think it was in the semifinal.
Yes.
I do wonder if you think this is going to be like kind of similar match with this kind of clay, or there's something that can change.
Yeah. It's just going to be really tough. I mean, the last few times I played her, every time I played her has been just like an absolute war battle. So like, I am expecting the most. Who knows, you know, what's going to happen on Saturday, but yeah, we just played in Charleston. It was a crazy match. Honestly, I probably should have lost the match, but was able to pull it out. I mean, I think it'll be different here. That day we played, it was really, really windy, and the conditions were really tough outside. So being indoors, I don't know. We'll see who it favors. I feel like she serves so well, and I feel like she likes indoors. maybe favors her a little bit more, whereas I think maybe outside in tough conditions was more me. But I don't know. You never know. We'll see how we're both playing. But she's been playing some really good tennis this year. She's had a lot of big wins already, and had a really good win today. So I'm sure she's feeling confident, and she's beaten me before. So it's going to be a tough match. Thank you.